Okay, with a one, two.
This is Fat Chance!
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome to another edition of the Fat Chance podcast. We are the world's number one football chant rated, related comedy podcast. Each week we will take a number of established chants, we will score them and pitch them against a number of original chants, quite often supplied by our very own Scouse Corner.
Hello!
Hello!
Or even sent in from our very lovely listeners. We will put each chant through our very scientific scoring machine, the ROX machine. ROCKS being an anagram of the different parameters by which we score football chants. We'll then pick a winner and crown that the Fat Chant of the Week. We'll also have some other features. Michael, do you want to tell us about the other features?
I shall do. What a great intro again.
Thank you very much. I mean, I tried to do a bit more of a relaxed one this time.
It's not, yeah, it's very Lounge Lizard this week.
It was low energy.
It was deliberate. It was calculated.
To put us at ease.
I just wanted to relax you guys here in the studio.
Thanks, mate.
It worked.
I'm very relaxed.
Too pumped. I felt like the intro last week, I kind of peaked, and then I just sat here deflated for 55 minutes.
Fair enough. Didn't we all?
So, thanks for the compliments on the intro again, guys. I'm going to try.
I like it, mate. I like the way you're just messing around. Like, let's go high energy, let's go low energy. It's just natural, and they're both good.
Variations of his game.
Keep them guessing at home.
Very good. Let's talk about the features then. So it's... Well, basically, it's a bit of a weird one this week for me personally.
Because this week?
Well, I didn't organise this podcast for the first time. The fifth episode, I've relinquished control over to these, if that's even the right word, probably not. But you guys have done it, so let's see what happens. If this is a really good podcast, I'll just stay out of the way. If this is terrible, I know that I'll need to take the reins again.
It's a Scouse Corner special, orchestrated.
It's a manager special.
A manager special supplied by Scouse Corner.
Yeah, well done. Well, to me, it looks all right, if I'm honest. But it was a Gitang Bong special last time.
I'm
still singing all those chants, by the way. I find myself just going, bong, 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 bong. I quite often do. Duffy Bong.
Do you know what I'm pissed off about though? Like when we did the Bielsa Rhapsody, which was absolutely a killer. We got a few messages saying people are trying it in Billy's Bar or at the Ground or whatever.
Yeah.
Brighton fans. The reason we did the Gitang Bong special is the lad doesn't have a single song to his name.
Yeah. Well,
and he still doesn't.
No, I think be patient. Be patient. It'll grow. And the two good. To go to be brushing the carpet, these Gitang Bong chants.
Yeah,
I think there'll come a time when Gitang is really revered amongst the Brighton faithful.
You'd hope so.
And these chants will come to fruition. I'm sure.
I mean, I think we should bring back a Gitang Bong Christmas special.
We've got to keep working on Gitang.
Gitang
really is
so.
To get that chant onto
To be fair, we've got about 15 Gitang Bong songs. We did have a few as well. So there's plenty
if you really
of material.
Think about it, there's a lot of Gitang Bong chants you can do.
Gitang Bong Christmas special. I'll look forward to it.
The Bong song or the Thong song?
As it was bong.
We'll write that later. Okay, let's read out the features. This podcast is evolving, it's moving. There's different features this week. Let me read them out. We've got the Fat Chance WhatsApp group. If you want to be involved in that, just become friends with us. Okay,
that's
are you ready?
All I did.
So this this week we've got the manager's special, and we've got. Waffle on a bit about that. Well, I think we have to, haven't we?
So, well, it's a special
about managers. Yeah, we're looking about a few manager songs have crept in to the previous podcast. So we thought, why not? Let's focus on a manager special. There's some great managers going around today, and there's also some awful ones.
I've had a look at the itinerary. Am I right in thinking we're actually managing not to mention Jose Mourinho beyond me mentioning him here in terms of the
I'm
quite
right. You know what? That's a bit weird, isn't it? Is the manager special and Jose? It is not in.
I think it's big of Scouse Corner.
It almost feels like bullying now. Bless him.
I want to lay off. Because he does hear.
He's a hero.
He's doing such a good job.
We know how much of a hero this guy is.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we've got first section, fraud and adored. We'll be talking about managers that are revered, that are loved, but they're absolute complete frauds.
Yeah.
Just complete frauds.
First up is Jose Mourinho.
We've got Oh, is it manager most likely to be taking in 11 items in the 10 items or less shopping line?
Yeah,
shopping
yeah,
yeah.
Who does that?
Well, we'll discuss
that later.
Well,
let's find out, Matthew.
Yes, yeah. Let's find out.
We've also got guess the manager. So we'll be reading that. Nipper, I believe you've got one.
I've got one. Let's see if this evil witch can get through.
So yeah, we've got
this
guess
the
manager.
Child of guess the goal.
Yeah, it is. That's correct. Well, I've got one myself. I'll be handing out clues, and after each clue, you all get one guess. If you should want to, about what manager that could or could not be. No, actually, just could.
Do you back yourself on this, Paul? Being our resident,
I back
Paul.
Yeah, I do.
Specialist.
And
do you think
I
you can transfer your skills over to the manager side.
Look, I think I've got a talent for reading people's minds.
Yeah. It goes beyond guessing goals. It's mind reading. It really is. Which brings us to as well a final feature which I've put in there. It's the international break. It's guess the goal. You lads didn't want it in. Yeah, you didn't want it in. But all the players that have scored have been managed by various managers. So that this
is
actually
a tenuous link.
And they are today, this week, it's an international break. The international goals. That's not to say they're scored by international teams, but they are international goals. Okay? Because Brexit means Brexit, all right.
Right. It's basically the same as every week then. I guess the goal.
Well, yeah. No, they're not Premier League based. I've got two goals in mind that I will commentate on. And neither of these goals are Premier League goals. Then obviously we've got the chance, the rocks at the start and the end. It's a football chant sandwich, isn't it?
It's absolutely action packed this week, Scouse Corner. You've outdone yourself.
Oh, introduce Scouse Corner. Do you want to do it, Matt?
Well, I'll let them introduce themselves, to be honest.
Really?
I'll say the names just in case they forget. Tom, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, guys. My name's Tom.
Beautifully done. Nipper, do you want to tell us a bit about yourself?
No.
Yes, hi. Nipper, God. Cancer. Here for a good time, not a long time.
Oh, bless him.
You asked for it.
Paul,
my goodness.
Tell us a bit about yourself.
I'm Paul.
Paul the mystic psychic
I read minds.
He does read minds, yeah. He also cleans up the streets, does he?
So that's Scouse Corner. I mean, I think I often miss out on the introduction part, so I think I might start making
Are you a victim out of the other? Do we ever introduce Matt Bowman?
I never get introduced.
You know what,
I just thought it went without saying, Matt.
It does go without saying.
But before we did, you didn't say, oh, hi, that's Mickey P. Kerstadt over there. What a legend. You just said Michael.
Why didn't he say that?
Michael, I'm quite used to hearing you say that about yourself, so I would hate to stand on the
floor. No, I know, you're right, mate. Introducing the absolutely brilliant Matthew Bowman, otherwise aka Matt Bowman.
Thank you very much.
Lead singer of the Pigeon Detective.
I'm aroused.
So, Matt, just a quick question. Why the Pigeon Detective? What was that name about?
Well, thank you, Michael. Funny you may ask. No, I'm not going to go into that.
How disappointing.
We did have a 45-minute chat about that before coming on air, and I did tell you that in every interview I ever do, we get asked the question.
And we're still none the wiser, by the way.
I don't know why. Just a bunch of idiots from Leeds. That's it.
I'm going to do my role as the anchor of this show and move
the what of this show?
You know, Michael. A-N-C-H-O-R. Spelt correctly.
Ancher.
I'm going to move us on to the first round of our chants. These are the established chants, so these are chants that are already appearing up and down the country on terraces far and wide. Scouse Corner, this is your moment. Shine.
Yeah, cheers. Don't know about shine, but we could glow a bit. We've got three.
We're the same as
you. I have no idea, but
listen, not
that
all of us.
Bullshit at best.
Like a glow lamp.
Well, guys, maybe I could glow a little.
We can glow.
Am I right, guys?
Is that part of your elevator pitch? Shine. Well,
that was corporate bollocks at its best, Thomas.
Fucking hell.
Jesus. Come on.
Okay, right. And listen, guys, in my defence, I am quite drunk. But we've got songs, as usual. Okay, these are established chants that are out there in the public domain. And shocker, we've got one by Newcastle again.
Oh, we love the North East, don't we? We love the North East.
This one's...
very witty people.
Yeah, it's about Peter Reid. Who you may know.
Peter.
Looks a bit like a monkey.
So I've heard.
So it goes like this. One, two, three.
Peter's got a fucking monkey's head. A fucking monkey's head. A fucking monkey's head. Peter's got a fucking monkey's head. A fucking monkey's head. A fucking
second verse.
Peter peels bananas with his feet. Bananas with his feet. Bananas with his feet. Peter peels bananas with his feet. Bananas with his feet. Bananas with his feet.
Third verse.
Peter's got a tire for a seat. A tire for a seat. A tire for a seat. Peter's got a tire for a seat. A tire for a seat. A tire for a seat.
Not expect the Scousers to throw themselves wholeheartedly into the Geordie accent while doing that.
How weird.
And so well as well.
But I actually realised it wouldn't have worked because Reed wouldn't have.
Reed. Oh, yeah, you've got to be a Geordie.
It was very much method acting there, Scouser. Mm. Yeah.
It's like Andy Qual. Andy Qual. Andy Qual. He gets a ball, he scores a goal.
Andy yes. Qual.
And that is how you sound like a Geordie.
Newcastle just outside Kingston, I think.
Yes. Somewhere like that.
I really liked that one.
Thanks very much.
It's going to be too fun to beat on.
Good
today.
One, yeah. Well done to the Geordies again. Yeah,
well done, Geordies. Mm. And then the second one is from our club, Liverpool, about...
speak for yourself.
About Steve Bruce.
I fucking hate Steve
Sometimes
Bruce.
You've just got to say what you see.
I hate Steve Bruce.
But what you see when you see him, what you say when you see him, when you look at him, what do you think, man?
Cunt.
Right.
It's hard to get into a song now.
I really hate
him. When I see him,
it's like an irrational nemesis.
It's not irrational.
There's nothing irrational about him.
I've never met the guy. I don't know him. He's probably got a wife and kids. He's probably not a bad bloke, but I fucking hate Steve Bruce.
When I see him, I just think he's a blagger. Right? Mm. He's a blagger, but I just can't stop looking at his nose.
Luckily, I have the same effect on people.
Yeah. His nose goes in so many different directions. Exactly. It's just like, oh, that's incredible nose, mate.
It looks like the A1.
It looks like the A1. Ironically, just north of Newcastle. There's loads of roadworks, and you get this bending in and out. Like.
But my cousin Dave, his brother-in-law...
He's a millionaire, though. He could quite easily get a nose job. He's not bothered. He's never thought, I'm getting a nose job.
He hasn't got that much money to fix that nose. He must have got that many
payouts at the back now. He's been sacked a few times.
Yeah.
Oh, but, he's had a lot of payouts, hasn't he?
So my cousin Dave's his brother-in-law's a Sunderland fan. And, you know, say what you see, his nickname for Steve Bruce is Parsnip Nose Nan Hair. I mean,
witty.
That
perfect.
Is good.
It's just fucking perfect, isn't it?
Parsnip nose, man.
Absolutely perfect.
Yeah, it's very good. It's very good.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, hopefully, this tune will be slanderous enough and catchy enough for me to join in.
So similar to Parsnip Nose, man.
If it's not catchy, if it's not slanderous, sorry, you're not interested. No.
Yeah, so say what you say. What you say to the tune of Blue Moon, and it goes like this.
Steve Bruce, he's got a big fat head. He's got a big fat head. He's got a big fat head. Steve Bruce, he's got a big fat head. He's got a big fat head. He's got a big fat head.
Simple, effective, punchy.
And on the subject of this, Tom, I saw on Twitter today, it's actually 9 years to the day, because we're recording this on the 17th of October.
Don't tell them that.
You don't know that.
I don't know why.
It's 9 years to the day. Liverpool lost 1-0 at Sunderland due to the beach ball incident.
Today.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah. The beach ball today. Incident.
The beach ball incident.
That is some vintage
Which did lead
that
to...
That was on a Wednesday.
That's born the good song.
It did lead to a variation of the Steve Bruce song, which goes like, Steve Bruce! He's got a beach ball head.
He's got a beach ball head. He's got a beach ball head. Steve Bruce. He's got a beach ball head. He's got a beach ball head.
Parsnip nose nan hair.
Parsnip nose nan hair.
That's the fucking best nickname ever.
That is what he's called.
Has anyone got a pen?
That's it.
I'm going to write that down on the off chance I bump into Steve Bruce.
Note to self: parsnip nose nan hair.
Steve Bruce. It's a formula, isn't it? Parsnip plus parsnip nose plus
nan
hair.
Divided by hair.
I love it, thank you very much. So that's two chance covered.
Yeah,
I presume you've got a third for us.
There you go. See what you did there, Matt.
Thank you.
So next one's who's this nipper? You do this one, Matt.
Yeah, someone sent this one in. It's a Glaswegian Hibs fan by the name of Alan Kane. Sent in this masterpiece back from when Tony Mowbray used to manage Hibs and Craig Levein was at Hearts. It didn't really. It fell out of favour a little bit, but Craig Levein's back at Hearts now. So it,
this is the biggest story to a chance we've ever had.
It's all about the provenance,
it's
mate.
It's all about the provenance. I mean, it better be a good one.
Tell you what, we know more about these chants than why the pigeon detectives are called the pigeon detectives.
You will never find out. I'll take it to my grave. Come on then, Scouts Corner. I enjoyed the provenance of this song. Let's see where it takes
us. It goes Tony Mowbray and Marky Venus.
Craig Levein's a fucking penis. Yes. Tony Mowbray and Marky Venus. Craig Levein's a fucking penis. Tony Mowbray and Marky Venus. Craig Levein's a fucking penis. So Tony Mowbray and Marky Venus. Craig Levein's a fucking penis.
The England band are in. Fuck off, England band.
Oh, Brick. You can't hate on the England band.
Oh, mate, till the cows come home, mate.
When did that rule change? I fucking love the
Do you love
England
them,
band. I love them. And
I'd rather have Vuvuzelas.
Yeah, do you?
I'd have a fucking Vuvuzela over an England band any day, mate.
Oh, God. If I was in the same stadium as that, I'd struggle, I tell you. Yeah. I'd struggle.
I know, I fucking love them. Oh, I really think they're good. Scouts Corner, a real strong set. Of
thanks.
There you
go. Some backstories from Nipper. I think Nipper,
that was it was an incredible
Michael,
backstory.
Are you all shaking in your boots at the quality of this podcast so far?
Oh, it's been doing
shitting himself.
You've been doing well. I'll be the first to admit it's going all right.
Yeah,
it's
gone okay.
Yeah, it's gone. I'm nothing out of the extraordinary. You know what I mean? Oh, no, out of the ordinary, that's the one. Nothing out of the extraordinary. There you go.
Excuse me, sorry.
We need to pick one.
We do. Okay, we've got Newcastle.
Can I just explain rocks first, Michael?
Well, not. We'll explain. Okay, rocks. WROCCS. Rocks. It's how we judge a champ. You've got the first category is wit. How witty is it? Replication. Can it be replicated? O, it's overall shitness. How shit is it overall? C, it's complexity. How complex is it? C, it's contagiousness. Do you want to join in? You know, is it catchy? And then S, it's just it's silliness. How silly is it? Obviously, there's six different categories and a maximum score of 60. The optimum score is 51. You don't want it to be too complex. 4 out of 10. Correct, and you don't want it to be too silly, a little bit silly, 7 out of 10 silliness, and the other 4 of 40. That will leave you an optimum score of 51 out of 60 for the perfect champ.
Very straightforward. Well done, Michael. That's the first time I think you've ever got that right.
Yeah. So, the optimum
anything
score
right,
looking
mate.
For is 51.
Now, which chant do we put through? I mean, we've got Pete Reed.
That's a tough one.
Pete Reed's got we've got Steve Bruce as a big fan. I'm going to rule that out because I don't like the way that you've chosen a Liverpool song.
It's more of a Steve Bruce song, to be fair.
It is more of a Steve Bruce song.
I don't like the way you start off by saying, oh, it's ours.
It's
Scouse
really
cunts.
It's a club thing. It doesn't matter who
we
manage.
I must admit, I was thinking the same, you Scouse cunts.
Yeah, it really was a cunty trick, that. Yeah.
Should we take a vote on it, guys? Should we take a vote on it?
Well, okay.
I just realised, Michael, we can never win a vote against Scouse
cunts. No, but we're the best. We're worth double.
And I'm in charge
it's
of the microphones.
4-3. We're 2 each. Anchor. Wanker.
What, schizophrenic?
Danker.
Well, we just made it up. Danker. Fanker. Fanker.
Yeah, exactly.
Fanker when you see it.
Decision, then. We're really
right, basically, what we've got here, it's between Peter Reid, right, and it's between Tony Mowbray. So what do we think? They're the best ones to put through. Steve Bruce has got a big fan.
I think it's got to be Peter Reid.
It's got to be Peter Reid.
It's unanimous as well.
So there's
okay, yeah.
Submarine
yeah
as well,
I don't even need to vote. I don't even need to vote. It's 4-0. Boom.
Beautiful. So what are you scoring it then, lads?
Okay, let's put it through rocks. If you've got the button, you're going
to
press.
We need to warm the machine up.
Warm it up.
Of course we do.
Let's rock.
the voice of Mark Crossley there. Thank you, Marco.
Thank you, Mark.
Cheers, Mark.
He's a good lad. He lets us record stuff there, and he's just a legend. So, yeah, well done.
He's one of the good guys.
Mm. He really is.
Right then, W for wit.
Okay, I'll start this off. I think it's a 9.
I think it is.
I think it could be a 10.
With the different verses, it's
no, it's not a 10. It's not a 10. It's either an 8 or a 9. I've been kind of.
I mean, there's a lot of wit involved to rhyme. Read.
Yeah. I mean, it's high quality stuff.
So, yeah, do you know what? There's a lot of wit there.
And see.
Hold on.
Yeah, you've got to be Scottish now.
yeah. They've got feet. Oh, this is good. Do you know what I mean? The feet and then tyre. Also rhymes with seat, according to the last line. But he's still witty.
Discounting the first line, so it's witty.
Yeah. It is. Oh, do you
want to
go with an 8 or a 9?
I laughed halfway. If you laugh halfway through, you know it's good.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So replication. Could this be well?
It would depend how much your opposing manager's head
looks like a monkey.
Looks like a monkey.
and rhymes with Peter Mead.
Yeah, that's right. So we're looking at maybe a 2 here, aren't we?
It's a low score.
Wayne Rooney.
Oh yeah.
I know, but then
do you know what? You just got up to 3.
Yeah, we'll give it a 3.
Well done. Yeah. You dragged that from a 2 to a 3.
Thanks, friend.
Although Rooney doesn't sound like head or head, so
whatever.
Right. When I say overall shitness, are we talking Maradona? Is it a 12? Is it a 12 out of 10?
It's not. Is it a 12?
I think it's a. I think this is incredibly shit, lads. Right.
It might have passed.
All right. I always say the test.
Gloriously
right.
Shite. Yeah.
You are sat at home with your.
The restaurant test.
Yeah, the restaurant test. Right.
Sat in the restaurant.
You're sat in the restaurant, and you're also with your mother-in-law and your father-in-law. And you are having a meal, and then just about 4 or 5 tables away, there are 3 lads singing this.
Oh, the fucking wankers.
It's a 12 out of 10.
It's
12 out of 10.
Yeah.
How shit is that? It's really so shit, isn't it?
Yeah, that is.
Okay. Is it contagious?
Fuck yes.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yellow Submarine Boys.
It's 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Well done. This is a good score so far.
Yeah,
is it complex? You know what? It might be too complex.
It's got 3 verses, mate.
It's got 3. If the Geordies wrote this, this is the best. This is a masterpiece for the Geordies, isn't it?
It's probably the
Shakespearean.
This is
Jimmy
Nail. Rob St.
This is the best thing since Crocodile Shoes.
Jimmy Nail. Yeah, it is, mate.
He's lying.
What was his other hit? He had another hit,
did
Jimmy
Nail?
Oh, he did.
She's lying.
I don't want nobody else.
She's lying.
She's lying.
Hey, no doubt it's plain to see. Woman, I got no good for me.
Hold on, you ready? Is there a play called like Lion or something like that? Like Lionel. Like
Lionel Messi?
He's Lionel. Yeah. He'll take on everybody else. He's Lionel.
His name's not Messi. He's Lionel to me.
He's Lionel.
Nice. Anyway, we're set up for next week.
Like sidetracked.
We're up to C.
Complexity, the second C.
I think actually, that's what we're discussing.
Oh, do you know what? Actually, with it being the optimum score being 4.
Mm-hmm.
It's too complex, this one. It's quite eight.
Three verses.
That's 4 penalty points for complexity.
Seven.
Oh, pause. It was 7. Yeah, because it is yellow.
It's a straightforward tune.
Yeah, we have had far more. If we put Bielsa Rhapsody into context.
We did give that 30, though. It deserved it.
Some argue that's too low.
Silliness. I mean, we're talking about a man. Ah,
could be like 12.
It's very silly.
Could it be a Maradona? Yeah. It's a Maradona.
For the listeners at home, what we mean by a Maradona is when we were trying to score Maradona.
Tens just weren't
good enough.
Correct.
For
good.
So we were giving him 12s.
Yeah.
So when we say it's a Maradona, what we're in fact saying is it's off the scale.
He's invented his own number.
His number is 12 out of 10. Although he did score 30 in one category, skill wise, is 30.
I reckon for silliness, it's a definite Maradona.
I think this is going to get very close to the optimum 51. I think
it's going to be about 80, isn't it?
Do you know what, though, Matt? I was listening back to one of the previous podcasts, and he totally. tell they got the maths wrong.
I knew you were going to say that. Do you know what happened? I got so flustered. I genuinely thought, fuck it, no one's going to check this.
Okay.
I just picked a number that looked like it might be near a number I'd get
love
away
that.
With. I'm going to add this one up, talk amongst yourselves.
That wasn't the one you
can
made
just say,
right?
Matt, honestly, just add together the tens.
It's because you all talk to me while I'm trying to do it.
Okay, well, while you're adding up those, mate.
Hold on.
Anyway, listen.
Hold on. What about an advert while we're doing it?
Good idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn your mics down as well.
You've got to do it for an advert.
Okay, no, we're going to go to an ad break. We'll come back to you after hearing from our sponsors with a well-calculated score for the Geordie's Chant.
Hi, it's Carl from Carl's Carpets. Have you had a bad tiling job done? Well, don't worry, we'll carpet over it. We've a great range of carpets at our local carpet shop on Dewsbury Road. Coming in, we've got red carpets, blue carpets, multicoloured carpets, normal carpets, Brexit carpets, any carpet you want. Come and see us on Dewsbury Road, Carl's Carpets. Why pay for some chump to do it when you can do it yourself? Go on, be a man. Here at Collins Concrete, we provide all the liquid concrete you'll need. We mix it and you fix it. Go on, I dare you, be a man. Collins Concrete. Bike riding. Children's laughter. Families. Fun in the sun. Cricket. Here at Roundhay Park, we've got such a fantastic park experience to offer. A lake or two. It's safe for children. A certain somebody doesn't live there anymore. Because Roundhay Way, the birds are singing. Come and join us at Roundhay Park.
It's Tyler from Tyler's. And if you had a bad carpet job, because we can tile over any carpet. Listen, Carl, now, I'll tell you now, we've had our problems in the past, pal. I mean, you come on here and slagging me off. You come and say it to my face. We need to sort this out. You know where I am. I'm in tomorrow afternoon. I've got deliveries in the morning. Come and see me. We'll get this sorted once and for all, Carl.
And that was a word from our sponsors. I have just had somebody from the tech department come in and have a little play with my microphone.
Ooh,
it's not a euphemism. Can you hear me again?
I can hear you now.
So I think the first 30 minutes, I think people will have been able to hear me, but it's a bit quiet. I mean, do you want me to go back and do some of my best bits, or should we just...
that's the best 30 I've ever heard you do as well.
I know, I'm feeling a little bit jaded, to be honest.
That one, you rocked it. You really
but
did.
But to be fair, he did say they could hear me. He just said I was a little bit quieter, so fuck it. I'm going to whisper for the rest of the show. Play with his mind.
Nice.
Right then, I have added up the scores.
Have you added it correctly?
Okay.
Have you double checked your score?
Yeah, if anybody's got a problem with it, fucking email in. I'll ignore you. If you turn up here, I'll batter you in the car park. And that's to all our listeners. I'm not playing games.
No. That's to all our listeners.
Mickey, what do you think the Peter Reed, Geordie Jive score
as a guess? Do you know what? It's got a couple of 12s. 48.
Fucking hell, it's going to be close. I'm going to go 50.
50. Nipper?
I reckon we've overshot it. I'm going to go for 54.
Wow.
Lower.
Stop the fucking prices right, you prick.
It is lower, Paul. Do you want to give me a number?
Go!
Fuck it. Hey,
never in between that, I'm one of the others.
You can't have that shit out.
None of you are on the money. Nipper, you 52. Were closest. Technically, you were close. Between you two, it's 53.
Wow.
That's two off the optimum. I actually go so far as saying I'm almost certain that's the best scoring.
I think it is.
So
I think 40.
No, we've had
49. No, we haven't.
No, we have.
Danny Mills was 48, and my one with Bong. Duffy was that, was 48.
I'm sure we've had
well.
A 49.
I don't think we have, mate.
Well. We're not going to bother going through
anyway,
the previous podcast.
Let us know in the comments.
Do us a favour. If you're listening to this podcast now and it's like, I've not listened to podcast 2, 3 or whatever, go back, listen to him and then tweet us, because we can't be asked. So, just a thing you could do, I don't know, Fat Chance at Twitter. There's a fat chance that'll be happening. Are we doing features now?
Yeah, we are.
Should we do a round of applause that 40, 53
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, it's a plus two.
Well Well done, the Geordies.
Two off. Yeah, Geordies.
Two off score.
Very, very impressive.
If you want to know what let them down, I think it was a little bit too silly.
Twelve.
Actually, if we'd give it a 10 for silly, it would rather than giving it the Maradona.
I think I said optimum silliness. I was up for optimum silly.
This isn't
got Maradona.
It deservedly didn't get 51.
It was the three versus the fucking.
It's not. No, it's a good chant, but it's not worth. It's not worth the first 51.
Okay.
I will tell you that now. It is 12 out of 10 for silly.
Yeah, okay. I'd agree.
What's our first feature, Michael, then? Because I do understand it's a new one. It's going to take some explaining, so over to you.
Yeah, I did have it on my phone, which is here. Oh, yeah. That was lucky.
Absolutely seamless.
Thank you, mate. Fraud, but a dard. So managers that are absolute complete frauds, but they have been at some time in their careers, with inverted commas, adored. And you're thinking, why are these frauds adored? This is fraud.
But adored.
No,
I wanna be adored, but I'm a fucking fraud. I wanna be adored.
They were working on that during the advertising breaks, Michael.
So they were so
fucking happy with themselves.
Yeah, well done.
I'm done.
Yeah, that's it. Yes, you're done. That was a great intro.
That was a great jingle. Well done, Scouse Corner.
That's the word, jingle, yeah.
So who have we got?
Well, fraud, but a dog.
Are we going round and having one each, or has anybody got anybody they want to focus on? How are we going to do this?
Well,
new feature.
Do what you want. You guys can own this a little bit, because I'm pretty busy at the minute. And I've not had a chance to think about this podcast.
Come on, Scouse Corner.
For me, there's only one candidate.
Mm-hmm.
The king of fraud. But deeply adored, Mr. Harry Redknapp, ladies and gentlemen.
That is a good shout.
He's
a genuine Harry, fraud, as in he's probably committed fraud somewhere down the line.
Well, hang on.
Rosie the dog.
Don't steal my thunder now with the fraud bit. I said Harry. It's obviously Harry for a start, yeah. But he just epitomises for me managers who everyone just fucking loves. But the reality is, Roy Hodgson was deemed a better England manager than him. So he.
Well, you look at his, like, I mean, how good a manager was he? Like, in the modern game, he's lost. He could never go back to management because the game's passing by. But in the bygone era of like that the 90s and where tactical football wasn't. No.
He's the typical man manager.
Yeah, that's why.
To be fair, I'm saying I'm a fraud. He's a fraud.
You're just fraud. You've been a fraud.
Right.
More than happy.
I think he would have made a good England manager because with England,
I do.
You're supposed to get. They're already well coached. They're already good players. You just need to motivate them to perform at the best of their ability. You don't need a tactician. You're not going to change their game. Nah, bullshit, you don't, mate.
You need to get a group of players
to perform at their absolute peak.
Actually.
And that's what he could do. His issue was he never got to work with top players, mate.
No, he did work with top players. That Spurs side,
a massive crook.
Was it not the Spurs? Did he not manage Gareth Bale?
Yeah.
So you're saying, he didn't have good players. I could be the greatest player in the world.
He bought him as a left back.
Yeah.
He inherited him as a left back.
He bought him as a left back.
But he was going to sell him in. And he only got his start at left wing due to an injury crisis. It wasn't like a matter of genius. It was necessity.
I don't know about that. He looked so good going forward. So I think he eventually went, let's just give him a go going forward.
But Bale had a huge record at Spurs, being like playing like 20-odd games without a win.
Yeah, he did, that's correct, actually.
He was like someone who was like, do we want to keep this person?
Yeah, because he scored like 20-odd goals on the chart.
Does anyone know if he ever won anything?
Did he win the FA Cup with Portsmouth? And then bankrupt them.
Because the guy's a multi-millionaire. I mean,
funny that.
He's been perceived to be at the top of his profession, but I mean, what's he ever done? What has he ever done? He gives a couple of edgy interviews.
He's got a sexy son.
Everyone likes him.
He's got a sexy son.
Very sexy son.
His son is sexy.
He is, isn't he?
Yeah. And he's only about 12 as well. We've been discussing
it. Are you talking about Clive Redknapp, the youngest?
I would love Jamie Redknapp to take me on an all-inclusive Thompson's holiday and walk with me hand on hand in the beach.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a lovely guy. You wish you were Louise there, don't you? Yeah, no. With his shirt undone.
No, there'd be nothing sexual. I just really want him to be kind and nice.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
I think he would.
So what else to be Louise? I mean, like the... You know, that not that when he's shagging her, just being when he's looking after her. Being nice to her.
Yeah, kind.
So anyway, so that was kind. Paddy Redknapp.
I'd love to be Louise as well. She's got a great singing voice. But let's continue, I'm not sexist.
I just think for the reputation he has,
he's a fraud, isn't
no,
he?
No, but
come on.
I reckon you can add to like the fraud aspect, though.
You can.
The clubs that he managed.
Yeah.
And the way he went from Portsmouth, I think he managed like Bournemouth on the south coast as well.
Yeah,
and went to Southampton.
Yeah,
and then it's just like, you know, he's got no respect for like the fans.
Yeah, dodgy
like
deals there, aren't they? He just met
and
local businessmen,
like,
didn't he?
I just had a bit of.
He hid in plain sight, didn't he? That's the Harry Redknapp thing. He's so arrogant. He's so East London. He hid in plain sight. Because he thought he was too clever to be caught.
I love that clip where they called him a wheeler dealer in an interview, and he was like, "Fuck off! I'm not a fucking wheeler dealer. I'm a professional fucking manager."
Yeah,
you are, though, mate.
He's very Sam Allardyce-y, isn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, Harry and Sam, they're of their era, their time.
Yeah, Harry and Sam could be a boss sitcom from the early 70s.
Yeah,
whatever happened to the proper managers?
Yeah,
I like the dodgy dinosaurs.
All the proper managers. Dan in full now.
Has anybody else? Has anybody else got one?
I had one thought of someone who's slightly less adored than Harry, but is certainly probably, I would say, suggests more of a fraud. Is it Alan Kerbishley? Alan Kerbishley, because
Charlton.
You mean Alan? Careful what you wish for, Kerbishley. Because everyone says, don't get rid of your manager. Look what happened to Charlton when they got rid of Alan Kerbishley. That's always the thing. Careful what you wish for.
And the main reason I put that forward is because the managerial merry-go-round where managers like Harry Redknapp, Harry Bassett, fucking Allardyce, could just jump on and get a new job at Hodgson within a few weeks.
Mm.
Even the managerial merry-go-round knew Kerbishley was so shit. Other than Charlton,
they always let him on.
Other than Charlton,
he was always watching.
And West Ham, they didn't let him have any more jobs because even they knew
I can spot in your argument, Nipper, is he's an absolute fraud. But who are these people that are adoring Alan Kerbishley?
Charlton took them to seventh place in the league. Exactly, and it's
Charlton fans,
like. They're another, like West Brom are the same as Charlton. They're a big club, Charlton, but they're not Premier League. But at the same time, they're definitely like Championship level. Do you know what I mean? And they've really dropped down. But Kerbishley had them doing well in the Premier League.
He made big waves.
Not a lot of money going in. He had to make the best of what he had. I mean, it wasn't that. It was great for Charlton, actually. It was great. If I was a Charlton fan, I'd love Kerbishley.
I don't think you can give him adored status just because some Charlton fans love him, but I'm happy to be wrong, and he's definitely a fraud.
Another reason why I gave him the adored status is because he gets punditry jobs.
Michael, that was very philosophical.
Do you know what? I always say philosophical as well.
Philosophical.
I can never get the Phil right. It's philosophical. It's philosophical, isn't it?
I think you're
it's philosophy. It's philosophy. That's it. Philosophical.
You were trying to say we're all frauds.
Do you know what they are? There's not many managers that are really, really. Have you ever read Soconomics before?
Or did you say they're all frauds?
Terrible.
Soconomics says that actually managers make very little difference.
It's bullshit. The whole book's bullshit.
If you're looking at stats, though.
What the premise of the book is. Whoever has the highest wage bill wins the league. So let's just give everyone a fucking pay rise and win the league. It doesn't work like that.
Thing with facts as well is you can always find the facts to argue your point.
Exactly.
If you look hard enough, you can admit.
Well, this looks at raw stats. Leicester have blown that out of the water, but the stats as I've written, it's based on baseball.
What's this book called?
It's called Soconomics. It's based on
Soconomics.
It's based on Freakonomics, actually, which is an economic thing. But it comes from baseball where they looked at stats, raw
Moneyball.
Stats.
Moneyball.
That's the one where they looked at raw stats, and this guy basically won the whatever the bet. I'm not into the World Series. Yeah, I'm not into American sports. And with really cheap team by just looking at stats, and what he found was that players get overlooked because of the way they look, their age, or you know, looking at raw stats, this is going to win. And it did. It actually won. Yeah. And it spent nothing.
You can't apply it to football, though, because baseball's a very sort of American sport.
Things like blonde kids get scouted more.
Assuming they don't want to read the book, because they're blonde. Out of it.
Stupid, what's the sexy best, kids. Right,
what's the stat-wise? You ready? What's the best corner? What's the best corner you can take? What's
the one that goes in?
One good one that scores.
Don't
goal,
be
mate.
Silly. I'll swing from right to left.
Sure corner.
In swinger to the near post. Stat wise.
Really?
Yeah, that's your best corner. In swinger to the near post. That'll score the most goals directly.
The one that you're defending. What does that get?
Take each one as it comes, don't you?
Okay.
Cliche.
Can I just say, guys? Speaking of managers special. Our very own Mickey P. Kerr had his managerial debut this evening.
Who were you managing, Mickey, and how did it go?
It's so weird that we've had the manager special today.
Oh, what
and
a coincidence.
Today, I've made my managerial... It was weird. We were managing a... Nice work, mate. I was managing a team of seven. I won't go for the names because I could get charged by DBS. But we played three games today.
We played.
Hare Hills Primary. I got asked to go down at half two. We got the bus down as well. We got
team
the bus down.
Did a load of Liverpool fans just chuck beers at you on the way?
The players were all dressed in the kits. Me and Mr. Waddington, Alec. It wasn't this podcast.
Warrington.
Me and Waddell got out of a meeting. We went down to Chapel Alton Fields next to the police station.
There's
a bit of a tell. There's six teams in the tournament. We played. We played one school twice. The B team and the A team. And we started off with a 5-1 victory against the B team.
Come on!
Smashed
lads,
him.
Lads.
Danu scored a hat trick.
Oh, you were with him, Michael.
Yeah, he's a good lad, a good player.
Good lad.
Year six lad. I've realised. Then we lost two. To be fair, they were good teams. I don't want to name schools, but there was one lad. Yeah. One lad who I thought, God, you could play pro. He's 10, 11 years old, and he could kick the ball from the halfway line underneath the crossbar.
Goal bar height, you might say.
Goal
Michael.
Bar height, and they kept going in, and he just shifted it to his right.
Nice.
He just shifted to his right and belt it, and I was like, kid, you are going places.
Did you feel like your managerial input...
Yeah,
any effect on any of the games?
I did shout out, that's the worst corner I've ever seen. I guess basically what happened was I don't do any coaching, but I just got down managing him, right? And I said all this advice, we picked the formation, and then we had a corner. We've not talked about corners, right? Yeah. they're only 10, they're 9, 10, 11 years old.
Do
right?
the kids like you?
Yeah, they got to do.
You
Mr.
are
Kerr,
this
right?
week's fraud, but adore, mate.
Yeah. I'm not kidding, right? So we had a corner, right? We had a corner. I'm not kidding.
I didn't realise how leading a question that was.
Thanks, do
the kids like you? Of course they do. Yeah. You are this week's fraud or not.
I'll take it because management, it's a buzz. I want more now. We're in a corner, right? And I'm not over exaggerating. There was one player at the back who had told to stay at the back. We had a goalkeeper at the back as well. And there was one player around, just hanging around somewhere on the pitch. And four of the players all went round the corner. I was like, what are you doing? One takes the corner. You let's get in the box. But before I could shout box, there was four of them arguing about who was taking the corner. And one of the kids just whacked it as hard as he could into the box. There was no one there. There's no one. Just loads of defenders. And I was just like, we had two players on the halfway line and four players trying to take a corner.
Offside trap.
I said, this is the worst corner I've ever seen.
So were you playing zonal system or man marking?
I got told by Alec as well. He said, you've got to stop shouting, you know, the negative stuff. That's the worst. I was like, sorry about that. Yeah, I didn't realise I'd said that. But when I look back, I was like, yeah, I did say that. But yeah. I've got my style. This is my style. This is how I want.
This will work well on radio.
This is how I do, right? You can maybe cut that. It's hands in pockets.
He's got his hands in his pocket.
He drops his headphones.
Lean forward slightly and just.
He's leaning forward slightly.
And walking. And I've also got the hands behind as well.
Yeah, he's got his hands behind. Now he's
kind of. He's kind of pottering around. Really, really menacing as I'm doing it.
Yeah, very menacing.
And I pace very slowly.
This is great.
On the edge of the technical area.
I'll be honest with you, I go in and out of the technical area. There was no assigned technical area.
Sticking it to the man.
I was totally. I'm a maverick. I'm such a maverick manager.
Anyway,
I loved it, and I've got to say, I loved it. I actually loved it, and it was the first ever tournament, and they did really well.
Oh, we're still talking about it.
Yes, it was time to get cute. Let's get out of here.
I love that one. Well done, Michael.
Yeah,
and I'm still going to keep
So that was our last fraud, but adored.
Fraud,
I think.
But adored.
Mr.
They adore me. I am a fraud. I think I win this.
Yeah, definitely.
I think you've won it. We've seen the prize, Michael.
Only won one, and he lost two.
Yeah,
won this one, so it's 2-2 to 50-50. It's a draw. Win record,
mate. Right, so I've got a win rate of 33.3%. And I would say to someone that if I was a Premier League manager for Leeds United, that would keep us up.
Just about 38
points. Not if you were Alan Gerbishley.
I think you stay up with a win rate of 33% in the Premier League.
You definitely would,
because you've got 38 games. That's nearly 40 points already.
Yeah. And you're going
to draw three or four games, you're up.
Yeah. Right. So what's our next feature? Are we going to go through the original chants, or do we have another feature to look at?
Oh, we've got more features. How are we doing for time, mate? Do you want to ask?
Mate, there's no clock. I'm not even sure if this is recording.
You haven't
I don't
even,
know what time we're starting.
Okay.
Normally I have a little clock on there, but fuck knows where it's gone.
If you are listening now, in the future, do send us a text in. If it is even a text, tweet, and just tell us what time that was. I'd like to know.
Do you want to give that
okay,
your mobile number for
next
text,
feature?
Michael,
do you know what I'd like to do now? I'd like to do guess the manager.
Oh.
Guess the manager. Would you mind? Is it Nipper or Paul? Tom's done one. What's the jingle? Make one up now is what I'm saying. Shit.
I've got a manager meltdown.
Guess the manager.
The original. Okay, manager I'm going to give meltdown. You. I'll start on. Oh, is that manager meltdown?
It was a jingle that had the word manager in, and I thought,
yeah. Right, manager meltdown. But do you know what? I'm a manager now. I've had a few meltdowns.
I'm going to press the manager meltdown button again.
Yeah, do it, mate.
But just for the listeners at home, this is actually guess the manager, just with the manager meltdown jingle.
Ooh, manager meltdown.
Guess the manager.
That's my voice. Don't remember recording that. Okay, then. I am going to give you one stat at a time.
Okay.
Should you wish to have a guess, you can. Okay, then. This manager is a man.
Okay. Is it Dave Benson Phillips?
No.
Oh.
Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank?
No.
Is it Tony Pulis?
No.
Tony Abbott?
Brian Epstein?
No. Okay, second fact. This manager took up his most recent post in September.
They all take it up in the fucking September. Start of the season.
No, it's not.
Season starting over.
No, it's not. I mixed the facts up. Let me say it again. Okay. This manager took up his recent post this year.
Okay. In September?
Okay.
I don't think it was, if I'm honest. It could have been. No, I don't think it was.
Okay.
Bielsa?
No.
Thierry Henry?
No.
Frank Lampard?
No. Good tries, good tries.
Thanks. Is that good
no,
tries?
You've had one guess. So don't start guessing twice.
Okay.
Matt, do you want to have a crack? Just stick to the rules, mate. Matt, do you want to have a crack?
I'm struggling.
Oh, just say no then.
No.
Fine, yeah, you need more information.
Pass.
Okay. Facts number three. This manager's appointment was somewhat controversial.
Somewhat controversial.
Phil Neville.
Phil Neville's right!
Yes, mate!
Yes,
mate!
Well done, Nick!
Yes!
That was really good, mate.
Savage.
Yeah. Very good.
How'd you like that, Paul? I'd like it.
Oh, the mind reader.
The mind reader doesn't even get it.
I told him what to say.
His most recent post was this year. That's bullshit, mate.
No, it was named. It was named. His manager of the women's. England women's.
Oh yes. Yeah. Oh, I just don't.
All right, you ready? You ready? So stats about Phil Neville.
You've got a point.
How high is it? Go on.
5'9"
No.
How tall is Phil Neville?
Yeah.
5'10"
5'10"
5'11" Okay. When was he born? What year?
79
No.
80
No.
73
77 Bastard. Oh, okay.
73 Jesus Christ, that's much
older. He's 41 years old. Okay. What's the worst club he ever played for?
Everton.
Good question. All right. Are you ready? How many career appearances did he have for Man United?
396
Okay.
About 200 more than he ever should have.
I'm going to say about 550
About 300.
Not as many as you think. 263
You're joking.
No, it's a joke. He had 242 for Everton.
Fucking hell. No
yeah,
way.
All right. You ready?
That's mad.
263 appearances for Man United. How many goals?
Two.
Five. Four.
Three. One. Two.
Smacked it right on the head, mate. Five goals. Well done, mate. Well done. All right. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Neville special, is it?
59 caps for England. How many goals?
None.
Yeah.
that was
well
a fun
done,
that was
well
a
done
fun
Phil you know thanks for well, being the Phil. Manager
have you got another manager for us is
no no but okay. Nipper has
I have I'm going to be a little bit well I suppose equally as obscure with my clues. The first clue is he started his managerial career in 1986.
Mark Hughes.
Kerbishley.
Nope.
Oh, Hughes was still playing.
I fucked up. I shot from the right,
pass.
Hodgson.
No.
Kevin Keegan.
You've had the chance. He's managed Napoli, Roma, Fiorentina. Fiorentina, Juventus, Inter Milan, and he's never ever won a top flight league title.
Bielsa.
In Italy.
Name the clubs
Bielsa.
Again.
Fabio Capello.
Roma, yeah. Napoli, Juventus, Parma, and Inter Milan.
Jesus.
Not one.
That's not a bad CV, is it?
A top flight Italian league.
Is he the guy that used to smoke?
What, in Italy? Can you narrow it down a bit?
They all did, didn't they? he's got like grey and glasses. No, it's not happening.
Pellegrini.
No, he's not managed them.
We need another clue, Nipper.
His
managed,
name would be good.
Atletico Madrid and Valencia twice, again, not winning a league title.
Oh, here he goes. His Tom's got it. I don't know, mate. I'm out. I'm out of the game at the minute. Has he ever managed an English club?
It's
coming. That's coming later on. Okay.
I know
it.
We need another clue, Nipper. Are people struggling?
Has managed two clubs in England.
Okay.
One is Chelsea. The other one.
Conte. No.
The other one is the team that he won his only top flight league title with.
Oh, it's Leicester, lads. Fuck's sakes, what's his name?
Ranieri.
Top for top. Yeah, is that when you went Spazzo before that you thought you got it?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what, mate? That was rubbish. That you should have had. Yeah, you smoking too much weed.
Thank you.
You're smoking too much weed, yeah.
I've got one for you.
Good mate.
You're all going to know this very, very quickly, so it's a matter of who just shouts first.
Okay.
Tony Yeboah.
And I'm going to do it in I'm going to do it in a different accent.
I
would love it if we beat them.
Kevin Keegan.
It was that. I would love it if we beat them. It was what was that? Like what on earth was that, man?
The Welsh Swedish Kevin Keegan. I would love it if the milky cow was lilac.
It was absolutely nothing. There was nothing. It was nowhere. Nowhere. Like.
It was. Wasn't it Midlands? A bit of Midlandsy? I would
I don't
it
know what it was, mate.
I thought it was Welsh.
All right. Do you know what we're going to
do
now?
Well done, Tom, forgetting it.
We're going to go to my favourite, if I'm honest with you. Guess the goal.
I love this, Paul. I'm just going to sit back and watch you. Don't let me down.
It's a manager special, though, mate.
It's the international break.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready for this one?
Don't let me down, Paul.
Okay. Are you ready?
Don't let me down.
It's a free kick. Well, that's a long run up.
The Brazilian fellow with the left foot, Roberto Carlos.
Yes, he's got it!
Fucking
he's got that! He's got that!
First one! It's first one!
Yes! Yes!
That was me!
Yes! yes, that's a bit.
It's me who got it.
Did you get that? Did you get that?
Bullshit.
Who was it against?
Stuart's Inquiry.
Who was it against?
France.
And what was it at?
Photo
Stadion de France.
From Umbro, France.
It was Le Tournoi. Thank you, I win.
The Umbro
Club. It was Le Tournoi.
I'm going to be texting you like mad when we listen back to this, because I know I got
that. Oh, mate, fair dude, because this has been recorded.
You did
so if you've got that.
The Brazilian
No, I didn't. No, the only thing I said was, it's a free kick, and
no,
that's a long
Tom,
one.
Yeah. That was
Tom's. I think it was me, mate.
When we went on Soccer AM with the Pigeon Detectives, you know you get to take the
How do you call that?
You know when you take the penalty at the end, we all took a penalty, and you get so wrapped in your own, you don't kind of notice what the other guys have done.
Yeah.
And Jimmy, our drummer, come off and go, oh, fucking hell, I didn't score. But you see how close I was? I was definitely the second closest. I actually put it straight through the hole, but that's by the by.
Yeah.
And all the way on the ride home, Jimmy was like, oh, fucking hell, you know, I'm second closest. And we were like, fucking hell, I can't believe Jimmy got it the second closest. We looked back on Sky Plus, which is a feature these days. You can look at recordings, not necessarily live.
Yeah.
It fucking spooned it over out of the park. It actually left
Rose
the perimeter of the Sky Sports studio.
Well, you do know that memory, right? Memory is in a court of law, which I know that you work in, Nipper, is not actually, it's frowned upon.
Maybe not.
Memories are affected.
We're terrible at remembering.
By feelings.
Yeah.
And the longer the time goes by, you actually construct your own memories.
You make your own memories.
The truth gets so obscured by the way you feel. Mm. But anyway, this is a totally different podcast. So here we go with the second guess the goal. That was a good one, Tom. Well done. I knew you'd get that.
We're not giving that to Tom until we listen back to
it.
We'll announce the winner on next week's show.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, here's
Tom
the next
Ross.
One. I expect you to get this. I think you will, but it's the first person who gets shouts out the name, okay?
Okay.
Of the player who scored this. He gets the ball in the edge of it. It's very tight. It's very tight. Oh, that's a weird little dancing move. It's a toe poke.
Ronaldinho.
Yes!
Oh! We've got a new witch in town.
Okay. Who is it for? Who is it against?
It was Chelsea.
It was against Chelsea for Barcelona. Very good. Tom Ross coming through. Well, yeah, round of applause. Tom Ross coming through, yeah.
There's a new witch in town.
Yeah, very good,
right,
mate.
Right then, Tom, we need you to compose.
Well fucked off, look at his
he's gutted, mate.
Tom, we need you to compose yourself as this show's director, and along with Scouse Corner, we need you to talk us through this week's original chants.
Yeah.
We've obviously put the established chants through. Like I said at the start of the show, every week we also put through some new chants, often constructed by our very own Scouse Corner or sent in by our lovely listeners, which you can do via our Twitter, I believe, Tom.
Yeah, which is at FatChantPod, P-H-A-T.
Fat with a PH. So over to you, buddy. Do your
best. Nice one, mate.
Well,
cheers.
I believe
do as well
that's
as you
the
can,
first one's cares.
It's me that's coming there with a chant that I've got for a very special manager. Fraud, but adored. He's just not adored, is he?
No,
but he is a fraud, in my opinion. He managed Leeds, and I hated it when he managed Leeds. I hated it because I hated him at Sheffield United. I just don't like the man as a manager. Colin Wanker, innit?
Colin Wanker.
So this is the chant I made up about Colin Wanker. Here he is.
Neil Warnock, for those who don't know.
Yeah. Neil Warnock!
Good God, yo!
What is it good for? Absolutely nothing!
Say it again!
Neil Warnock! What is it good for? Absolutely nothing! Neil Warnock! What is it good for? Absolutely nothing! Neil Warnock! What is it good for? Absolutely nothing!
Not bad. That's quite fun to do.
Yeah.
We've never done that before.
I think that would score highly through contagiousness, catchiness.
Yeah, but you know what, mate? You've never heard that before, have you?
No,
bang, you were straight in.
Mate, I was harmonising by the second.
Which,
incidentally, I think would be frowned upon on the terraces.
100%.
Can you imagine if we could start marching together?
Actually, do you want to say that? I was gigging last night, and there's a comedian that said, it was like... He wants to. It's not. He's a Geordie. He wants to march together. It's like a Nazi salute. Like it works the Nazi chant. Like, is it? Yeah, he said,
hey, yeah, we spoke about this.
Is this bad? It's just like, yeah, it's just, okay, let's steer away from the right wing Nazism and let's move on.
Yeah, I like Tyler.
Is this like a pro democracy kind of podcast? Is it?
Yeah.
All right, fair dudes.
So Liberian.
Yeah, so the next one is, well, we were toying whether to do one about David Moyes or Jürgen Klopp.
I think we'll do the David Moyes one.
You've already done enough Liverpool.
This is one that Paul and Nipper, we were watching Liverpool Man United at the time, I think.
We were. It was the game at Old Trafford, Moyes' big game. He blew it 3-0. It should have been more.
Yeah.
And me and Paul made this up, and it should have been.
Was it Dirk's hat trick game?
It was the three penalties and one missed.
Oh yeah, Gerrard.
Just before you do this chat though, hasn't Moyes got a half decent percentage win record at Man United?
Well, better than the last couple anyway.
Van Gaal. I don't think it's that bad, you know.
No, I think Mourinho's is better. Mourinho's is like the best record.
Yeah, I saw something. And Moyes, it's not even that bad. Yeah. But yeah, like I'm just defending the man. But
okay, well, we touched on this one in the first episode. So so fan of the show will probably have heard this before. Yeah. But so go like this. Right.
Thanks, Mum. Here we go. It goes.
Everybody's talking about special ones, chosen ones, special ones, chosen ones,
special ones.
All we are saying is give Moyes a chance. All we are saying is give Moyes a chance.
Oh yeah, no.
Beautiful.
Do you know what? I think we could modify those lyrics at some point to Fat Chance.
Yeah.
All we are saying is listen to Fat Chance.
That doesn't quite work, does it?
Take a couple of syllables out.
Yeah, yeah. I think we'll work on that.
Scores high on overall
for the
Christmas that one,
Gaitan Bong special. We'll have our own Fat
Chance. Can we just say this now? Are we doing a Christmas Gaitan Bong special?
We have to do, don't we? We've built up the expectations of the listeners at home. To not do it would be... Well, to shortchange.
I'm sure that Gaitan listens to this podcast. I'm sure he must do.
If he doesn't, we're going to start trolling him online.
Doug Duffy and Bong. Montoya's probably a little bit like, oh, wait a minute, that's in the song anymore. I'm sure that Doug Duffy and Bong are well avid listeners of this song. Yeah, of this podcast, sorry.
So the next one's, I fucking love this, I've got to be honest.
It's brilliant.
Leeds United, Joe Raper from off Twitter.
Off the YouTubes.
Off the YouTubes.
Well, and this is brilliant.
Who is this one sent in by?
Joe Raper.
Joe Raper.
No laughing at the back, please. So it's to the tune of.
It's Joe Raper, but just.
You're not the tune.
La Cucaracha.
It's definitely Joe Raper. That's what we're saying.
Raper. Okay.
If you were Joe, you'd go by Jay Raper, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
It's Raper. But
Raper. Come on.
Anyway.
Okay, so go there.
And we appreciate Joe sending this in.
I've never heard that before. Just before his podcast.
It's a belt, isn't it?
I'll be honest, I really want to do it again.
Beyonce, you're better than everyone else. You stay on your blue plastic bucket, and anyone else can go fuck it. Beyonce, you're better than everyone else. You stay on your blue plastic bucket, and everyone else can go fuck it. La 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 la.
Brilliant.
Mate, they just need some fucking pistols.
So,
that's been sent in by a listener. That's genuinely...
Poached.
Yeah, well, we stole it off the internet. Good old Joe. Joe Raper, where are you, lads?
We love you, Raper. We do.
We love you, Raper. We do. We love you, Raper. We do. Joe Raper, we love you.
Well done, mate.
Only Joe.
Only Joe.
Yeah.
That is fucking brilliant. That chant is fucking quality, man.
Yeah. It's one of the best.
It's fucking really really magnificent.
The best bit is Elsa.
It rolls off the tongue. And
either way, you sit on your blue basket bucket, and everyone else can go fuck it. That is the perfect football chant kind of like lyric, isn't it? It's perfect, man. Yeah.
Right, we don't even need to take a vote, do we?
It's got to be.
Joe wins hands down.
Let's rocks indeed. So thank you, Joe Raper, for sending us that. Even though we actually stole it off YouTube, but never mind. We are most certainly going to put Bielsa through the rocks machine. Mm-hmm. Mickey, you are normally the best at this part.
Yeah, well, okay, let's go with wit. I mean, for me, that's a Maradona. It's got Elsa, Bielsa, wit, 12, Maradona. 12,
it's like, what rhymes with bucket?
Yeah,
fuck it. It's like, you know, totally. It writes itself. The best ones write themselves.
They do. This is written itself. I can't believe I never heard this.
Maradona for wit.
Maradona for wit. Okay, replication. Could this be replicated?
How many other managers sit on blue buckets?
Yeah, but you can change that bit. I mean, you've got a manager, you know. Yeah. I think it could be replicated. Are you looking at a 3 or a 4?
I'd give it a three.
Okay, it's harsh, but okay.
Three. I'd say three.
Overall fitness? Oh, God, it's a 10.
Oh, it's a 10. It's a
10. It's Maradona again.
It's a solid 10.
I don't think it is Maradona. I think it's a 10.
No.
I think it's optimum overall. I think it's perfectly shit.
It's very shit. It's wonderfully
is
shit.
Is 10 the optimum?
Wonderfully shit is a better
what
description.
What about an 11? Because the last line.
No, this is interesting.
It's just the last line. United are going back up.
It's like, Leeds United are going back up,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, Mickey. That's a dig at Leeds. We're sticking it with guns. It's a 10.
I think it's 11. I think it might be a little bit shitter than perfect.
I've written it down. Yeah, it's 11.
It's overshot. It's overshot.
But we're on 33 at minute, just in case your maths is struggling.
We're on 20.
Oh, spoiler.
Six. Anyway,
because we had four, didn't we?
Yeah,
right then, complexity. Oh, do you know what? I've got a feeling.
It's relatively complex.
This could be the perfect level of complexity.
Maybe a
it could
five.
Be a,
yeah, five.
Maybe it's one over.
Are you joking?
It's got mates.
I think it's not that complicated, and because of the tune, once you're off and you're singing it, it just. No,
hold on, I must admit, right? Do you know what?
And it's timing and it's tuneful.
Yeah, and do you know what? Leeds United are going back up at the end. That's what I mean. I don't think we nailed that.
I did. You've got to throw yourself at the lyric. You've got to go. La 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 la. And United are going back up.
No, but it's Leeds United going back up.
Leeds
United are going back up.
It just says, and United are going back up.
I've got crossed out and Leeds.
It is and United. I crossed that out. La 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 la
la la. Leeds United. Back up.
Start throwing the accent again.
You've got to throw yourself at the lyric. That's all you've got to do, boys. It's easy when you.
Well, it's easy when you're a lead singer. A professional lead singer.
I say five.
Look at us four.
I say five. I mean, five's been banded.
No, I think it's more complex than that. Really? I think the very fact that Nipper. Is we're confused about the lyrics themselves.
I wasn't confused. I personally changed the lyrics.
It's a democracy. I've changed it to a 6.
Okay, I think that's fair.
It's democracy. We'll just do what I say.
Yeah.
It's like a marriage.
I love it.
Let's just compromise and do what you want, love. Yeah. Sound.
Hey, that's sexist.
Yeah, whatever, love. Suck it up, sugar tits.
Can I just repeat, we're not a fan of sexism on this show.
We're absolutely not. We hate everything it stands for.
Yeah.
C, catching us.
Is it a 12 or a 10?
Ten.
It's optimum. That is optimum.
I mean, that is so catchy.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good solid tune, isn't it?
The only sector we've got left is. I mean, is it silly? I mean, come on, it's 10. But is it 12? Is it 10 or 12 for silliness? That's the only. Do you want to put 11 in there? I mean,
I think 10, mate. I think it's perfect.
Hold on. Are you ready? Oh, Bielsa, you're better than everyone, Elsa. And it's not someone called Elsa. It's just Elsa and then an A after it. Yeah, He's rhymed Bielsa with else and an ah, and yeah. he's hyphenated them there. So just join them.
Okay.
Is that not 12 out of 10
well,
for silly?
I know. That's pretty silly. I know where we're up to scoring wise, so I'm not going to influence the final score. I have totted them up.
And that is democracy.
To see where you boys go. What I will say is, it could be a winner.
Oh, the fucking tension's unbearable.
Hearing some of the numbers that are being bandied around, it's on a knife edge. So I thought about yourselves.
Oh my God, I think it's either a 10 or a 12. Do you agree, lads?
Yes.
We're talking about total.
So, Paul, can you give us a number?
Yeah, all right.
Are we talking total numbers here?
There's four of us here now, right? So we've either got 4-0, 3-1, or 2-2.
Okay,
so... If it's 2-2, I think Matt's going to do the...
Okay, so 10 or 12's the vote, basically.
With 10 or 12 the vote, one thing I will say is, one of those numbers
will make it the
winner, yeah. And the other number will make it a loser.
Well, don't let science decide.
Let science decide.
Science don't lie, mate.
Go on then, boys.
Do you know what? I'm going to give it a 12.
I'm going to fucking go 12 as well.
Me too.
Yeah!
Wait, I'm not voted, so it doesn't matter.
Boys! What's it's going to give it a 10, it had scored 52, one off the Optimum score.
Oh!
But with a score of 12, it was just a little bit too silly to be Optimum.
I tell you what, Joe Raper, well done, mate.
Well done, Joe.
So what was the winning chant, Matt? What's the winning chant?
So this week's winning chant, it was one of the established chants, and it was another Geordie one. I don't think this is the first time they've appeared as the...
Oh, do you know what? Fucking hell.
Yeah,
oh,
that's got to be that.
Let's go back in time.
Sometimes science is bullshit.
You know what?
I'm going to Donald Trump this one.
Let's go 10. Are you good 10?
I'm a 10.
I'm going to revise this score to a 10.
It's a 10. It's the best chant ever.
I was 10 from the start.
So was I. I was influenced by these fucking...
I just went...
Okay, then, lads, with you giving a 10 for silliness, this is going to edit beautifully.
This is scientific process, mate.
Joe Raper's chant, the Bielsa Bucket song, has actually scored one from being Optimum.
Oh,
it's a 52.
Oh my God! What a score! What a chance! Wow!
Bielsa, you're better than everyone else. You sit on your blue plastic bucket, and everyone else is gonna book it. Oh, Bielsa, you're better than everyone else. You sit on your blue plastic bucket, and everyone else is gonna book it. La 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 la.
Yeah, we did. He spot, maybe.
Legend, I did that, got way back up.
Boys, that brings us to the end of another fantastic,
beautiful,
podcast. I really enjoyed this one.
Well, before we go, special birthday today, by the way.
Oh.
Who?
Just over the road there, Legionated. So, they're 99 classic leads, just falling short of the big prizes, mate. 99.
He just fallen short of the big prizes, mate. All I can say is that when was the last time that you won league? Because it was fucking big.
Anyway, that's the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.
Good night.